This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
It don't matter how hot the girls are. If your music is lame, we can help with that, though. The Professional Adult Nightclub DJ Association presents Panda Off the Charts. Brand new tracks for the strip club industry to make your set sound fresher, more energized, and to keep things bumping. Here are your hosts, Danny Myers, Elon Fong, and Bob Chiappardi.
Hey, welcome to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Today, our off-the-charts show, little bonus extra show we're giving you guys this month. So how are you, man? We got Elon Fong with us. What's going on up in Columbus, Ohio?
You know, I'm just excited, man. I love Off the Charts. I love doing the show. We get to interview really interesting people and talented people like our two guests today that Bob brought us. And of course, we bring you amazing new music you may not know about. There's tomorrow's hits today, because I almost can guarantee they're going to be bumping in your club soon. You're going to dig this shit.
Yeah, Bob brought us amazing guests up here. Bob Chiappardi from StripJointsMusic.com. Strip Club DJs, managers, entertainers, everybody, man. Subscribe to his service, StripJointsMusic.com. Bob has brought us some amazing guests that we're going to get on. Justin Champagne with Drew Jacobs. They're going to join us with that new song, When I Pull Up, huge song. Then we got Tony West from Blacklist Union, a new song called Keys to the Kingdom coming on here. So it's going to be a great show. Are you guys ready to kick this off?
Hell yeah.
Sir. Yes, sir.
So what we do is we each pick a couple of songs, and then, of course, we'll have our interviews. Our guests will be joining us here in just a second. I'm going to start things off with a song that is all over pop radio right now. I heard this, and I just fell frickin' in love with it. It's Teddy Swims called Lose Control. Check this out.
Out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I lose control when you're not next to me?
Alon's like, don't fade it, I'm into this. I think Alon liked it. Let me go to you first.
I'm making a stank face. First of all, that man can sang, not yeah. sing, sang Danny Myers. That's like throw your shoe singing. You know what I mean? Look, Teddy Swims is amazing. One of the coolest tones you'll hear. He's hot. My best friend Tyler out in Denver, shout out, told me about him a couple months ago. He goes to see him. Like, he plays Denver like every 3 months. He might live there. I don't know. And he keeps sending me videos. The dude can sing his fucking ass off. I just got to say, one of the best voices I've heard in a long time. Now, the track for strip clubs, it's a little slow, maybe if they brought the drums in earlier, but I would play it, but it'd be one of my final three songs of the night for like, or the beginning of the shift. But it would be great for those sexy, because it's a sexy song, for the get selling those last table dances. And I love the song, so I would find a way to play it in my club, because it's just quality music, period.
Can I tell you something? I would put it in at midnight on a Friday night. It doesn't need, tempo is overrated. The song is badass. It's full. I would play it anytime. But Bob Chiappardi, let me go to you. You can be our tiebreaker. Would you play it at midnight? Would you want to hear it at midnight at a strip club?
Well, without a doubt, I would love to hear it midnight. I mean, I'm trying to think if I would want to hear it earlier. And it's a great, sexy song. And I'm going to put on some of my playlists that, you know, my personal playlist. First of all, this voice, it reminds me of Chris Stapleton as far as just the smoothness and the way he's got a total command of his instrument, this vocal instrument, number one. And number two, the mix is phenomenal. I mean, it just like listening to here as we're doing our show and on, and it just filled the whole room on my laptop here. So yeah, it's a great song, great pick. I see why it's such a, I gotta be honest, I hadn't heard before, but I understand why it's being such a, you know, a hot song. Amazing, great song.
Love the piano on it too, the sound.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we are one song away from bringing Justin Champagne and Drew Jacobs on with their new song, When I Pull Up. But before we get to that, Alon, what's your first pick today?
We get two for the price of the one on the guest. I love it. So my first song is by the legend, the GOAT producer of all time. In my opinion, Pharrell Williams agrees. I think even Dr. Dre said this is true, that he's the GOAT. Talking about Timbaland and his latest track with featured vocalist Anna Margot. This is My Way.
Oh, you think I'm the vibe now? And there's nobody else on your mind now. So tell me about your big play. You wanna see if I'm anything new? What makes you think? Capture my attention when you come my way. Maybe I'll catch your worst intention when you come my way.
I was waiting for Usher's My Way, like a cover of it or something. No, very good song. Easy one to add. Easy to add. Bob?
I really like the two. I can see that in the strip clubs. Smooth. I'm trying to think. It sounds familiar to another artist, and
It bites his own production of Aaliyah, which is Are You That Somebody with the baby. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. But my challenge to you, Bob Giappardi, Mr. Platinum Records.
Oh.
I'm calling you out. Can you get Timbaland on the show?
Oh, my God.
There's a challenge.
That's a real challenge.
We're just a little podcast, a little strip club podcast, but we can hope to dream.
Yeah. You know what? I'll approach the label and, let's see what we can do.
And, you know, we're calling him the greatest producer of all time, the GOAT.
You know what? Well, this is what we got to do. I mean, I think you need to make an appeal. and that's why I can send the podcast to the label and say, you know, listen to what one of the top DJs here in the Panda world has to say. So go ahead.
All right, I'll do it. I'll make a video and we'll send it to the label. Sounds good.
Very cool. Well, the green light is on, which means I've got Justin Champagne and Drew Jacobs in our weight room.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Right now, and we're going to bring them to you next.
Hi, this is Rosie.
And Carmen from Bones UK.
And you are listening to the What's Hot in the Strip Club podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network, where you can check out our new single, Ride.
This episode is brought to you by CarMax. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because CarMax believes you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car they sell has CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Start shopping now at CarMax.com.
When sweet tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like Sweet Tarts Twisted Rainbow Ropes, Gummies Fruity Splits, and Chewy Fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine. Visit SweetTartsCandy.com to shop now.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Money Maker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, welcome back to Panda Off the Charts. So what's hot in the strip clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network? We're doing Off the Charts. Bob Chiappardi has again done an amazing job of bringing us outstanding guests here today. We have two together that are working on the same project right now. We have Justin Champagne, who you may remember we brought one of his songs to the show about a year ago. We brought the one you did with Snoop Dogg on, and then he is joined by Drew Jacobs. So this is going to be really cool. We'll put that together. We'll let you know what they did all together. But first of all, gentlemen, welcome to Off the Charts.
Hey, welcome, 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 boys.
What's going on? Thanks for having us.
Oh, no problem. We are the number one strip club music show in the world, by the way, just to let you know. We might be one of the only ones, but we are the number one. So.
Hey, man.
But we're number one, damn it.
Yeah.
If you ain't first, you're last.
That's right. Everybody else in last. Get in the back of the line.
So I want to start with Justin Champagne. Justin, as I was saying in the intro, about a year ago, a friend of mine, David Hooper from Nashville, Tennessee, a big podcaster and just an amazing person, sent me an email, said, "You have got to hear this song by Justin Champagne. It's new. He did it with Snoop Dogg." And I'm saying, what was it? If She Ain't Country.
If She Ain't Country.
And he played that for me. And I said, okay, I got to bring that as one of my new music picks on Panda Off the Charts. So yeah. I brought it to Panda Off the Charts. And just so you know, that song in particular was on the Panda Top 20 Bubbling Under for 2 months. So we did get that out. We got that played in strip clubs. I play a lot in Diamond's Cabaret up in Dayton, Ohio. So I want to first of all say that's how I first heard of you. And I told Bob, man, you got to get this guy on the show. And here you are. So first of all, Justin, welcome to Panda Off the Charts.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, so that one was a song you did with Snoop Dogg. Did you actually get to meet Snoop Dogg, or did you do that over the internet?
No. So we was on tour together. So I did two tours with Snoop. And then from there, like after one of the shows, I just went up to them and I'm like, I want to do a song. Like, what we got to do? And it was like, you know, send me the record. So I played him the record. And then I remember I fell asleep. I got drunk. And I had like 27 missed calls from like management and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, wait, what's going on? They were like, Dog said he'll do the song. And I was like, oh my God. All right, cool. So we did the record. So we wasn't in the studio together when he did the record. But we did fly to LA and shoot the music video at his compound.
So that's amazing.
Very cool.
Like, so he don't have a house, he has a compound, you know.
Yeah, we still
There you go. And Drew Jacobs, we're going to bring you on here. Now, how we tie this together is Justin has a song out. It's a new one called When I Pull Up, and which was kind of a country song. And then Drew and Justin got together, and then Drew added a rock feel to this. So we got a rock remix. So how did you two meet? I'm going to ask Drew this. How did you get connected with Justin?
Yeah, so Justin and I have known each other for years now through social media, and we just watch each other, support each other's journey. For years, always talked about, man, we got to do a song together, we got to do a song together, we got to do a song together. He dropped the original of When I Pull Up, and that thing absolutely went crazy on TikTok, dude, like crazy viral. And, you know, when you hear the song, you know why. It's a straight banger. It's a smash of a song. And so I reached out to him when I started doing these, like, country rock remixes. And I was like, dude, we should do When I Pull Up. And he hit me back right away. He's like, 100%, we should fucking do that. And so we just kind of were holding on to it, waiting for the right time. And the song went gold.
Ooh,
and, nice. You know, they reached out to us and said, listen, I think it's time to drop this thing to celebrate it going gold. And so that's exactly what we did. And it definitely fits as a rock song, too. I'll tell you that right now.
Yes, it
does. Yeah, for sure.
Alon, go ahead.
First things first, a couple things I got to get out of the way. Mr. Jacobs is from Michigan. I can't say the first letter in that word. It is Ohio State Michigan Week. going in as we record the show. The game will be over by the time you all hear this, but I wanted to talk a little smack and say, go Buckeyes, O-H-I-O. It's our year.
Yeah, go blue, baby. I can't wait for this thing to drop and for those words to just, you know, right
there, baby. So this week, he's Danny Ayers. He's Danny Ayers this week, and it's Justin Payne. So, you know, it is what it is. And then, Justin, you got that cool swag because you got the coolest accent. You got that Cajun Louisiana accent. So if they ever do an X-Men movie right, you should play Gambit. I'm just saying, because otherwise you won't get his accent right. Am I right? You know what I'm talking about, Mark.
He's been hitting the gym, yeah. Too.
Drew, sorry. Mark Jacobs, the clothing line. Drew Jacobs.
He's been hitting the gym, too. I tell you what, man, when we were in person and he started talking, I was like, oh, God damn it, dude. It's a great accent, man.
That accent's the bomb, man.
Yeah, he could pick up a chick like he could just talk. Me, I gotta work for it a little bit.
Panties drop. Bam.
I was like, thank God I'm married, dude. I'd be out here working way too hard.
You'll do fine in the strip clubs. Just give him that Southern Cajun charm, man. You'll be good. So we talk about genre bending. You know, we talk about the rock remix you guys just did. I don't know if you know, but even in the EDM world, everyone is doing remixes. Vavo, a bunch of others, Morgan Wallen in particular, they've been loving on. But there's been so many club EDM remixes because country is like the two biggest genres in the world right now are country and hip hop. They dominate pop. They dominate the clubs, everything. So it's been really interesting to watch just in the last year or so, EDM people starting to remix country stuff as well. I don't know if you've heard any of that, but if you've ever heard country vocals at 125, 128 beats per minute, it's pretty fun.
Yeah. I see someone on TikTok and I thought it was badass. I was like,
right? Yeah, this is into a big drop, taking it to Bangerville. But talk a little bit about how has the hip hop world reacted well to like country people and, you know, and country hop?
Yeah, I mean,
because you work with Kevin Gates too, right?
Yeah, we actually got a show coming up with Kevin, but yeah, we've done a show with Kevin already, and actually Kevin's done some stuff with Cole Ford too, so like it's all pretty much just all, you know, all mixing together, yeah.
I'd love to see that. I mean,
but what was the question again? I'm sorry.
No, just how does the country or hip hop world kind of reacted to your music and like obviously Snoop was fine with it and all that, but like have you gotten feedback from hip hop people on your rapping and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, right. So like when we've done the tours and stuff and like in the shows with Kevin, I never really knew what to expect because I would go in front of their crowd and then from getting off the stage and them like, oh my God, I love it. I wasn't expecting this, you know? So yeah, so far I kind of getting good stuff about it, you know, good vibes. So
that's what I was in like, yeah, how do their fans react to you? Right. They're kind of, you know, expecting probably something different. That walks Justin Champagne.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry. My connection's kind of messed up again. Yep.
I think, I think we're in a time where, good music's just good music, man. I think anybody appreciates good music. If it's a good song, it's a good song. You know, we're not just listening to the country station. We're listening to these playlists that have all kinds of music on them, all these genres. And you're going to be seeing a lot of tours coming out. They're already coming out where it's like, you know, a rock band touring with a hip hop artist. And then we got a country artist opening the night or closing the night or whatever. It's pretty crazy the time that we're living in right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's great. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well,
they should come out with like a genre that just says no genre and then have all the songs with that, you know?
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. Well, the great part is you can cross over onto several different charts too by doing this. What I want to do is I want to play about 30 seconds of this song. This is when I pull up. This is the rock remix that has Justin Champagne along with Drew Jacobs adding his rock flair to it. I'm going to I'll play about 30 seconds of it and we'll come back and talk about the song. So hang tight.
They hatin', I guess I gave them a reason. Feel like Roddy Rich cause I've been ballin' every season. Got them 24s with 14 inches wide. Hop up in my rack, I'm catch a vibe. Cause you know that F-250 go vroom vroom. Girl, you lookin' like a star, I can take you to the moon. They never show me love till they seen I got fans. I'm the man, got them asking what's the plan when I pull up.
When I pull up in the whip, they be saying goddamn. When I hop out with my shawty, they be saying goddamn. They never show me love, now they see I got fans. Now they saying goddamn.
That is badass.
I haven't heard that yet.
Oh, haven't you? Oh, man.
No, I don't. I don't like to listen to it fresh so they can get my honest reaction.
Gotcha. Well, here's I'm going to give myself a little shot here in here as well, because the song that you guys put together was about 2 minutes and 32, 40 or so. Bob sent it over to me to do an extended mix. So I actually got it up to 3 minutes, which is what strip clubs prefer to play. I did an extended mix of that, which you can find on Bob's site, stripjointsmusic.com. But the first thing I got to say is, man, that song is badass. Right when Bob sent that to me, I said, this is so cool, man. I worked on that for a little bit and got it up to a little bit longer, took it right into the club, started playing it. So it's been going in Diamond's Cabaret up in Dayton, Ohio for a little bit. And the video to it is really cool, man. It's a truck wash, a strip club bikini truck wash scene. You guys got to check that out. But anyway, I think it's a badass version. You guys both did amazing. I did hear the original too, because I had to go back to Spotify and listen to the original. The original's good, but what Drew added to it just gave it more energy. I guess energy is
for sure.
Yeah, definitely helps it cross genres. So that's my thought on it. I'm going to go to Alan Fong.
Yeah, man, great track. Let me explain the 3 minute thing. So at strip clubs, we time our dances by a song, and they have to be 3 minutes long so people get their money's worth. If it goes below that, customers kind of complain a little bit here and there. So that's why we always ask artists, and it's harder and harder because Spotify algorithms and stuff like that, people are recording shorter and shorter songs. So we always have to loop it or whatever. So just so you know. So think of us occasionally if you want to do an extended remix when you release a song.
You got it.
But no, that rock remix had Three Doors Down vibes to me. I love it. I mean,
I'll take that.
Yeah, man. The vocals are great, obviously. The beat's dope. The guitar crunch, very nice. The video's hot. By the way, not just that video, but I was just perusing your website, and all the videos have a lot of hot chicks in it. So strip club fans, you want to check out his videos because they got a lot of beautiful women in the videos. So that's always a good thing from strip club land. We love beautiful women. We love our entertainment.
Right.
No, but that's a great track. Great guitar, and what I love about it, it felt authentic. Like a lot of times people do a rock remix and it feels forced. Do you know what I mean?
The
guitars fit in nicely. Yeah, everything fit real nice. Thank you very much.
Let me go to Bob Chiappardi, stripjointsmusic.com, servicing strip club industry with complimentary music like this one, man. Great promotional music. You did a good job on getting this one here, Bob. How's it working for you?
I had to have it. Made the calls and again, the label reacted great. And hey, we're on a roll here. I mean, the initial response has been strong. I'm looking at the DJs will be sending in their picks for the top 20 charts in the next few days. Mm-hmm. And I'm anticipating that we'll have a nice entry. So there you go. Let's see. How it goes down, but I'm very confident.
Let's get this sucker platinum so we can get more platinum records behind everybody.
Yeah, you bet, brother. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I would love to see this thing at a club in person too. I think it would be a really cool experience.
Well, see, there's your excuse, honey. I have to go to the strip club. It's research, honey. It's research.
We're going. Come on, both of us, honey.
Oh, dude, she likes it. She likes the strip club. She's down to go with me, man. You got to find yourself a woman that enjoys doing things like that, and she is definitely one of those. She's down for whatever. Hey,
I've seen it firsthand at the video.
It's not me she's got to worry about. I got to worry about her, dude.
I'm taking applications for a good woman like that, just saying. Yeah. So,
for the music video, I had to get her off these other girls. I'm like, hey, you're married, right?
Dude, 100, no, she's 100%, man. I'll take her to a strip club, and she'd probably leave with one of those girls. I'd be like, we're going to work,
bro. Bring her home, honey. Bring her home.
Every man's fantasy. I'll just watch. It's fine.
Sure. Well, you know what? I mean, this is so much fun. What I want to do is give you guys a chance to plug your social medias, websites, a chance for people to follow you a little bit more. Before I do that, though, I want to say happy 27th birthday to Drew. Drew's birthday was just last week as from the time of recording. So he's just a little young kid over there, 27 years old. Happy birthday, Drew.
Happy birthday, brother.
So, Drew, I want to start with you, Drew, your social medias, so where people can find you.
Sure. So my name is Drew Jacobs. I am a country rock artist from Michigan, and you can follow me at Drew Jacobs Music. That'd be my handle on every single social media, at Drew Jacobs Music.
Very good.
Well, this week, Drew Jacobs Uzik.
Uzik.
Yeah. Sorry, man. For you Ohio fans.
I'm staying out of it, okay? I'll let you guys battle that.
Winners.
Me too.
For all of us winners, it's music.
Oh, my goodness. And Justin Champagne, how can people follow you? And do you have anything lined up for what is your tour schedule? We'll get to the tour schedule, then I'll get your social media.
Yeah. So we're like pretty much done. We have like a couple more shows next month in December. I just got home at 5 o'clock this morning. We've been going since October. And so it was pretty hectic. It was fun. It was fun though. But we just got a couple more shows in December, and we have one with Kevin at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. I think it's December 14th. Mm. And then that's it for this year. And then we're gonna take a break. And
I learned.
Get back to it, you know, figure it out.
Bridgestone.
But Bridgestone. But as far as so my music, you can find it as I am Justin Champagne. You know, TikTok, Instagram, and then Facebook is Justin Champagne. Champagne.
I love it. Alana, I'm gonna let you get a closing word here.
All right, man. Well, hey, we followed you, so we will tag you when the show drops. But, man, I'm super excited about this track and more stuff from me. It's just good, fun, party music and a good time. And you guys are both great. So come on back anytime you want.
It would be an honor. Thank you so much for having us. It means a lot. Okay.
And Bob Chiappardi.
Yeah, man, thank you.
I just want to thank you guys as well for being on the show. And like I said, I'm looking forward to working with you in the future. And I think this track's going to do great. So
platinum, awesome. Baby.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Diamond. Thanks. Fuck platinum. Diamond.
Diamond.
Dream big. Let's go Beatles territory.
Well,
Justin, I got to thank David Hooper for introducing me to your music. And so it's really cool to finally get a chance to talk to you. Drew, I've got to look more into you. I've got to find out more stuff. I was looking at your website a little bit ago, and I'm going to listen to a whole lot more. So everybody follow these guys and listen to their music. And most importantly, play these songs in the strip club. Entertainers, you guys get to pick a lot of your own music. Request these songs. Tell your DJ, man. Yeah, get it on there. When I pull up, Justin Champagne, the rock remix with Drew Jacobs. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Invite me out to the club, baby. Let's go.
Oh, man, what a blast. Hey, genre benders. That's what DJs do, you know, Danny? So, like, they're just being DJs, essentially. They're taking country, hip-hop, bam. Two great guys, two talented artists. I hope we get to work with them more and bring you more music from Justin and Mark, or not Mark. I keep on Mark Jacobs, Drew Jacobs.
There we go. So, and yeah, Bob Chiappardi did an amazing job bringing us these great guests. And that's not the only guest he's brought us. Coming up about two more songs, Tony West from Blacklist Union is here. So Bob, thank you. And Bob, what song would you like to bring to the show today?
I got a great song, I think. This is a band that I was turned on by one of our past guests, a good friend, Renee Mata. You remember, he's the lead singer of Reach NYC. We had him on, I guess, a year ago. Maybe 2 years. Anyway, he turned me on to this band, and I put his songs on some of my personal playlists. And just last week, another artist that we are friends with, who's been on our show a couple times, Christopher Shane. Mm-hmm. He opened up for Des Rocks, who played here at the Exit Inn last Wednesday. And I was looking forward to seeing Des Rocks. I mean, I was really looking forward to see, you know, Christopher, who's, you know, considered a friend. And I stayed for Des Rocks' show, and I tell you, the guy is a rock star. Mm. I mean, that's, to me, that's what one of the biggest problems with rock music these days, as much as I love it, there's not enough rock stars that are actually, you know? So this guy came on the stage, and from like Jump Street, he just commanded. He was like watching Prince or Elvis, or, you know, that same type of a charisma, and just the same type of command of the stage, fearless. And his music is great. And I think you're going to love the song. I think it's perfect for the strip clubs. He's actually now, he was on the label 300. They had for the last two records, and you know, I think they did a good job, but they weren't able to, you know, bring it over the finish line and really break him. I have a feeling Sumerian, who's, by the way, is the same label as, you know, Bones UK, who we just had on last show. I think that they're going to do it. I think they're, especially with songs like this. So here's Des Rocks, I Am the Lightning.
You know, I'm in my mind, I am picturing what this person looks like and watching them perform this on stage. And I'm seeing that exactly what you just said. I'm getting the visual on this. So, Bob, you need to see if you can get Des Rocks. It's D-E-S, first word, second word, R-O-C-S, Des Rocks. So can you get him on the show?
Well, I'm going to try. I mean, I would, nothing would make me happier. I mean, to me, this is an exceptional artist. And the music, I mean, you just listen to that song. It just has that Soundgarden drive. And he's got, to me, just as much charisma as Chris Cornell. So,
Wow. So, Alan Fong?
Yeah, great track. I really dig it. To me, it's got that Royal Blood, Led Zeppelin stomp to it. You know what I mean? And that bass line is sick. The drums are sick. His vocals got that high voice, but he's got grit to it. Very cool track. I'm already looking forward to exploring the rest of the album, which is called Dream Machine. It's got 9 tracks on it. I'll have to get back to you. I'm going to listen to the whole freaking album. I love that first song.
Ah, very, very cool. Okay, so I got a message. We are going to have Tony West from Blacklist Union. He's going to be joining us in about 3 minutes. So to fill that, I will bring you another song. This is Carol G and Peso Pluma. This was on Panda's Bubbling Under for the Panda Top 20 chart. I fell in love with it, especially this mix. It is, I believe, pronounced Kulana. This is a funky mix by Mark Roberts. See what you think.
Qué puta ganas tengo de besarte. Te vi en una foto y te imaginé sin ropa. Te mentiría si no estoy loca por verte. Con ese jeansito como te de corona. Qué puta ganas tengo de besarte. Te vi en una foto y te imaginé sin ropa. Te mentiría si no estoy loco por darte. Con ese jeansito como te ves de culona.
Yeah. Alon, we kind of already talked a little bit about it on one of our other podcasts, but you liked it, right?
Oh, yeah, and I always love Carol G's vocals. Cool beat. Love the little synth part there. And you know what? You know what's so great about this show, Danny?
What?
Look, I mean, think about it. We've had country rock, right? We had When I Pull Up with the Boys, Justin and Drew, right? Mm-hmm. Then you got, like, the Timbaland track. You got the pop soul of Teddy Swims. You got the hard rocking sounds of Des Rocks coming up in a little bit. And then, you know, we got EDM tracks. You got everything. Got country. Forget about it. We're the coolest playlist that's ever been.
Yeah. And wait till you hear Tony West.
We're very diverse. We're very politically correct.
What a great show. I'm serious.
I'm
amazed by the great music we got.
Bob, did you like the song?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I mean, I love Carol G as well. I've reached out to try and get songs on the show on Strip Joints in the past. I'll give another shot with this one. Let's see what we can do.
Do it.
Sounds do it. Good. Okay, you ready? We have got Tony West from Blacklist Union going to be joining us right after this.
Hey, this is Tim Montana, and you're listening to What's Hot in the Strip Club podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Welcome to Panda Off the Charts, the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. We are the number one music podcast strip club, the number one music podcast for strip clubs in the entire world. I can say that twice. There we go. We got a great guest in here. Bob has brought us another one. We have got Tony West from Blacklist Union with us here today. How you doing, Tony?
Real good, thank you. How about yourself?
Hey, we're doing good, man. We got you on our strip club show. Glad to have you here. Tell me little bit about the forming of Blacklist Union.
I mean, you know, I formed Blacklist Union in 2004, man. It's almost 20 years. This is our fifth record. But, you know, when I put the band together, you know, I was auditioning for bands and stuff. And like, you know, I have a specific sound and genre. And, you know, like my biggest, you know, I'm really influenced by Andrew Wood and Mother Love Bone. A lot of punk rock. I grew up in New York. So even the hardcore scene, punk rock, and I love this band growing up called Warrior Soul. They're, you know, Mother Love Bone and Warrior Soul is huge influences on Blacklist Union. So, you know, I just was like, you know, I'm just going to start my own band because I have a specific sound I want to achieve. And, you know, just kept it rolling, dude. I mean, been through a lot of shit, you know, it's almost 20 years now.
Damn.
Going back, I mean, I'm from New York as well. And, that was a great scene back in the day, the Lizma Lounge and all that. That was like,
oh man, yeah. I haven't heard that name in a long time. Wow.
It was so
much. The Limelight, bro. Limelight. The Limelight and fucking
Sunday nights. Where else?
When I was Rock a kid. When I was a kid, we used to go to Danceteria too. Do you remember Danceteria?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah.
Three floors.
Wednesday
of the
nights with a cat club. And what do you call it? Wednesday nights?
Yeah.
CBGB's. Oh,
of course, CBGB's, Sunday matinees and stuff. I mean, I've seen a lot of. I saw Sham 69 there, and then
of course,
like, you know, all the hardcore bands, you know, Warzone and Murphy's Law, Agnostic Front, you know, all that kind of shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's who's dope, the lead singer from Warrior Soul again? I'm spacing on his name.
Corey Clark.
Corey Clark. Was. We used to do. I don't know, you remember Foundations Forum, right? And we talked.
We were talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah, he was on a panel. And he did really well. I'll dig it up. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
We
remember Circus of Power was another band.
Circus of Power,
really
I remember them.
I did Alan Grumblatt was a product manager for the band on RCA, and I had a band I was managing, Grim Reaper, on at the same time.
Oh wow, yeah.
My uncle owned Harley Davidson in New York. So I hooked Alan up, and my uncle sold him a couple of motorcycles that they used and gave away for Circus of Power. Those are fun days, man. A lot of
yeah.
There you go. Well, I'm gonna
actually the girl. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. You too. You go. Tell us the story.
No, I was gonna say I don't know if you remember Agatha? She used to make clothes for everybody. Agatha. Yes. And she makes my pants, actually. But, you know, she made clothes for Axl and Slash and everybody, yeah. You know, Dave Navarro. But she's the best, dude. And she's from New York, you know, and she was around in those days, too. But, I mean, I was a kid. Like, I was intimidated by a lot of those people. And, sure. You know, now they're my friends and shit, you know. Mm-hmm. So
Did she make Tommy Gunn's assless pants that he used to roam around with Jack Levin?
Probably.
Awesome. Well, Alon...
Yeah, but what I love about you is you got all the rock credentials. I know you filled in and helped out Tracy Guns and LA Guns for a year or two on tour, right? And your musical journey has been great, too, because you got the Mother Love Bone, the Seattle Grunge thing. You have the 80s hair rock thing. I see the AC/DC poster behind you.
Yeah.
as the years have evolved and you've developed more and more, you kind of fine tune into your own sound, right? Where do you think you're headed now, and where do you think rock's going?
I mean, dude, I'm always, you know, I'm like the up tempo in your face rocker guy. Like, you know, GBH is huge for me, you know, like shit that makes you want to fucking break bottles and like fuck and drive fast and shit. But then there's this other side, and especially on this record, where we tapped into some things like Dirty Halo, The Queen of Everything, Dancing with the Angels, and Mia, which is an Aerosmith cover. I think we found a really good niche there with that kind of slow, dark, moody, you know, I'm really into that right now. We're going to actually do an acoustic EP. I'm going to the Amazon jungle with the Indians November 30th.
Oh, shit.
Do ayahuasca and stuff. But, and that's a very spiritual, deep healing trauma, you know, releasing kind of experience. But, so when I went 5 years ago after my guitar player, it was Todd Youth, you know, Todd Youth was in Warzone, Murphy's Law, Agnostic Front, and he died in 2018. And, I was like, fuck, man, I can't let this ruin my life. Like, so I went to the end with the Indians and experienced that. And, but I don't know where I'm going with this, but you mentioned, Mother Love Bone, and, you know, I learned how to sing to Mother Love Bone as a kid. Like, I showed up in Hollywood with a fucking plastic bag of my stuff and a Mother Love Bone tape in a dream, you know?
Yeah.
And then I ended up being friends, you know, with the Alice in Chains guys. And when Mike died, he was my roommate. And, we did this set of songs, an event for him. Mm-hmm. Like, I did a set of Alice in Chains songs and I did a set of Mother Love Bone songs. So the set of Mother Love Bone songs got to Kevin Wood, who is Andy's brother. Mm-hmm. And he actually asked me to join Malfunction, which was the band prior to Mother Love Bone that Andy was in all those years. And they're accredited for being the catalyst of starting the Seattle scene, actually, Malfunction. So I actually got to sing in my fucking hero's band, singing the songs that I learned how to sing to. I have goosebumps.
Yeah, but that's awesome.
And it was like, man, you know, of course, you know, in the early days, I wasn't very good. I sucked. And people let me know that shit too. And like, it was my swan song moment, because here I was, we did a lot of gigs, but this one specific gig in Seattle with all the camps, the Nirvana camp, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, all Andy's mom, like all this shit. And I got to sing these songs for these people, his family and his friends and his fans and shit. But yeah.
Dude, I mean,
fucking,
that's great.
What I love about it is you take this long musical journey and you get to play with your heroes, which is something a lot of people don't get to do. Right.
Yeah,
and as I'm reading through your history and hearing you talk, you know, that's so empowering. But I love that you talk about the aggressive rock side. And then, as you and I know, I was a singer too back in the day, and from the 80s hair metal stuff. Right. And grunge killed it. Right. Grunge kicked our asses, and it was overnight. It ended. And yet you've managed to survive and keep thriving. And as your sound has evolved, and like you said, you know, now you're going to these deep personal spaces in your music, which authenticity is such what people want from rock more so now, probably than ever. You know, Rick Rubin talks about you got to play for yourself and you got to come from a true sense of authenticity, right?
With your music.
And so that's where you are now.
Yes.
You're even going on this journey. So I'm really interested in, How are you able to get that vulnerable to that point to be able to put that on record for the public consumption?
Bro, I have to, you know, because as a kid, I was the fucking kid that music shaped my life, dude. I got answers from music. It shaped my entire life. Like a song, like, dude, I'll fucking be like, I'm done playing music because all the business shit. And then I'll get an email from someone that's like, we played your song at my loved one's funeral, or your music has helped me get through the death of my loved one, whatever the fuck it is. Like, that shit happens all the time. And it happens at the perfect moments where I'm like, fuck this, you know, and then boom, you know, it happens. But, you know, being authentic in your music, it's people know it without knowing. They feel it. You feel it. It's not even you need to know anything. It just comes across that way. Like, boom, it fucking hits you in the heart, you know?
Well said. Well said. Yeah, that's the power of music, man.
It is. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, what I want to do is I want to play about 30 seconds of your new song. This is Keys to the Kingdom, Blacklist Union. We're going to play about 30 seconds, and we'll come back and talk about the song and talk about you a little bit more. So hang tight. 30 seconds, Keys to the Kingdom, Blacklist Union.
The king of the jungle is ready to rumble once.
Okay, I went a little over 30. My bad. I was enjoying it, man. Yeah, I saw this this quote, crunchy rock with a biting edge. And I said, yeah, there's a good one. You know what's cool is I heard the name of the band, and then I listened to the song. And I every once in a while, you find a band name that just really fits the song. You know, yeah. Like you hear a name, and you think, well, this is going to sound like this. And sometimes it doesn't sound a thing like what you expected. But I expected exactly that, and that's exactly what I got. So I was very impressed with it. I love the song. It's nice. I love the beat of it. It's going to be a great strip club song. It's one of those perfect songs that the girl that does the pole work and really flips around and really moves. It's not for the girl that just stands there and goes, do I look pretty? Tip me. It is for the girl that moves and performs and entertains. And that is going to be a great song. And I also saw that just hit 21 on the SMR chart. Is that where it is right now?
Yeah.
Very
keeps
cool.
Moving up. That's a very Marilyn Manson influenced song too. The rhythm, and I love Manson, man. Some of his, you know, his tones and his rhythms and shit were so great, you know. And it's very heavily influenced by that, obviously. And it's a mover and a shaker. Like you can't help but move to that shit. You know, I remember when I used to see Saliva in the early days, and you couldn't not move. Like they had that rhythm thing, like where it's just like you just moved. I think that song has some of that, you know.
Well, there's
bands. Go ahead.
There's an unwritten genre that strippers like to use when they say when they tell you what kind of music they like, and they just always say Manson Zombie Man.
Yeah.
that's a stripper genre. So now what's going to be cool when I got these girls that go Zombie Manson. I'm going to go, okay, then you're also going to like Blacklist Union. So we will introduce you to that genre of stripper as well. How's that sound?
That sounds amazing.
There you go.
Danny, you nailed it on the head, man. The drums, the drum track, the rhythm is great. It's got that tribal beat.
And
got some oomph to it, like you said. And the great bands, whether it's Van Halen, whether it's Motley Crue, whether it's Manson, they make you move. You know what I mean?
Right.
They got that swing, right? They always talk about what made Van Halen different. They had a swing, right? Eddie and Alex had a swing to them.
Yeah.
And I think this has got that sort of vibe, that swing to it, which makes it easy to dance to. It gets the crowd, everyone bobbing their head, tapping their foot, whatever they're doing. Even if there's a hot chick on stage, even the guys in the crowd are going to be like, okay, and she's fucking hot. Yeah.
And lyrically, you know, the king of the jungle is ready to rumble once again. After the ceremony, headed home at dawn. Got my queen, now where's my fortune? Cast the darkness out. That's all ayahuasca shit. I was in the jungle with the Indians, like healing myself. And I was shown in one of the visions that, like, if I clean up the wreckage of my past, I will be given the keys to the kingdom. That's what I was told. So that's what that song's about. Yeah.
And metaphorically, it actually fits for a night at the club. I got the keys. You know, you're out. You're having a good time. I got the keys to the kingdom. I'm out. I meet a hot chick. My queen. I got my queen. Like it all.
Yeah,
fits.
Yeah. Right. And I like to write so people can relate to it in their own personal journeys. You know what I mean? Like I like to write in a way where they can relate and maybe, you know, in different way. I don't know.
So. Absolutely. Open to interpretation, right? Yeah. They bring their own experience to your music.
Right.
So Bob Chiappardi is with us. He is with StripJointsMusic.com. Bob, how was that working with you and any experiences you can share?
Well, I mean, as far as the experience of the song, I mean, once I heard the song, it was like it was a no-brainer. I mean, perfect for the strip clubs.
Yeah.
I mean, the way I'll look for songs, if somebody doesn't send me a song that you know that they want me to check out, and I've told you guys before, you know, I go to Spotify Spotify every Friday with the new music and go to the different, you know, the EDM and the metal hard music charts, playlist and check out. And if I can't get an image of a girl swinging around a pole, when I hear the first 15 seconds of the song, it's not a stripper song to me. Yeah. But, you know, 2 seconds into this track, it was like, this is a no brainer. So we've sent it out. We're getting a great first reaction. And I think it's going to do well on the charts with the
Panda charts. Yeah.
With the Panda charts.
We definitely have clubs and it's certainly in the Midwest. Rock does better.
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah.
Even in strip clubs, like I'm in Columbus, Ohio, and I know I always played more rock than, you know, other clubs in other markets.
Columbus, isn't that where the Villa Rosa is in Columbus, right?
Alrosa Villa, yeah, that's where it used to be. Dude, it's gone now.
Check out you want to hear this story?
Sure.
Real quick. So my friend was playing with Vince Neil, right? I fucking fly to Cincinnati, and I'm like, I'm gonna find a ghetto cab driver at the Greyhound station to take me to fucking Columbus, right? And that's a far distance.
Yeah, well, it is. You know,
and this was in 2002, so... I find the cab driver to take me there. Dude, on the way there, he's like, do you mind if I smoke crack on the way? I was like, yeah. I'm like, I have some weed. Do you want some weed, bro? Like, crack? No. So anyway, we get to the club, and I tell him, pull around back, you know, where the bus is. So I knock on the bus. Nobody answers. I turn around. I see this fucking door, you know, the back door there. Yep. So, dude, I walk in and, you know, you make a left and there's the fucking stage, right? Yep. So I walk in. I said, yo, somebody should be watching the door, man. You know, Vince has celebrity status. Like, somebody should be watching the fucking door. And I remember I told Jack Carson, his manager, I told Vince, I told my friend playing with Vince, I told the fucking club owner, and I kept going on about it. And I was told, dude, just drop it, you know? And I was like, okay, but that shit ain't right. 2 years later, that motherfucker came in and killed Dime, dude.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of mutual friends. But I remember when that happened, I was like, what the fuck? I told these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And, I mean, dude, I couldn't believe it. And that poor motherfucker, dude, the way he died. And we had mutual friends. And when we toured through Dallas one time, I was the only one in the band at the time. I had a local take me to his grave.
Yeah.
And I buried a ring that I wore for 20 years. And I was like, bro, I tried to warn them, dude. I'm so sorry. Mm. And I've told John Graham this story, who runs Trees in Dallas. And he was Vinny's guy who he jumped on Vinny and got shot in the fucking leg and shit. Dude, I've told this story to him and other people, Rita, like they've cried.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I have goosebumps. I was like, I fucking tried to warn them, but.
I'll say this. I mean, I know the Rick Catella family. I've played that stage. I've played that stage many times back when I was a singer. And at different times, they have had security there. That must have been a bad night because normally you couldn't just walk in the back door. And sadly, like one of my best friends is Nick Catanese, who's played in Black Label Society for a long time. And I called him the night of the show. I had a buddy who was at the show. I was DJing. He said, yo, you're not going to believe this. This just happened. He's like, I know you know, Zach and those guys, he's like, and the family. So I called Nick at like 2:30 in the morning. He's like, what are you doing? Call me. So I said, dude, are you sitting down? And I told him what happened to Dime. I said, you need to call Zach so that the news can come from Zach and not from the news and not so they can tell the family. I said, but I know you guys know Dime and I know, you know, Vinny, I know all that. He's like, this is not funny. I go, dude, I'm not joking. This is serious. My buddy was there. He's like, there's no way he survived. He was, you know, so
yeah.
Brutal night for all of us. And believe me, and even, you know, Rick, the guy who supported rock and roll local and national for 40 years, and it pretty much cost him his business too. In the long as you know, and I that dude was just crazy, period. You know, he shot and killed a bunch of people. The cop had to shoot and killed him that night. You know what I mean? So like at the end of the day, I don't know that even a bouncer would have stopped him. He probably would have just shot him in the head too. And one of the bouncers got shot and killed trying to jump on him. And you know what I mean? So unfortunately, you know, the guy was just a sick fuck and a lot of people paid the consequences.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, every time I hear Columbus, I think of that story, you know,
I know
fucked up.
But... I know. So it bums out for us. Cause this used to have a great rock scene, bro. I'm telling you, like
locations,
there was a lot of good, but it hurt the whole scene here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everyone was crushed. Everyone loved Dime. Everyone loved Vinny.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, Columbus got a bad rep. I think a lot of bands avoided playing not just Alrosa, but Columbus because of it for years.
Right.
It's only now starting to come back.
I mean, that's a serious scar and just rock and roll, dude. It's like, I mean, fuck, you know.
100%.
We used to, I used to manage with my partner, Walter O'Brien, Pantera.
Wow.
And what do you call it? 2 days, I think it was 2 days, no more than three, before that went down. They were here in New York. And I did an interview with them for our 20th anniversary. I was putting together a 20th anniversary documentary. Mm-hmm. And I interviewed them on the bus. So I think it's the last interview before, you know, video interview before that all went down. Mm-hmm. But it's on my, if you want to check it out, it's on the our YouTube. Crazy.
Yeah. Crazy world, you know. The record Letters from the Psych Ward, you know, I was asked, you know, what does it mean? And I said, well, it means trying to stay sane in a world that's gone mad, because that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is, dude.
Well, let's end it on a positive note. This is a
yes,
great.
Yes.
Keys to the Kingdom from Blacklist Union. Got Mr. Tony West here. Thank you for sharing all the stories and all the vibes by your experience and your journey. It sounds like you're in an uplifting part of your life, and I know you can make a difference with a lot of people with what you're sharing, your music, and what you're sharing in this interview too, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah.
Oh, no,
it was a pleasure.
Tony, your social medias and your website, how can people follow you?
You know, blacklistunion.com, and we're on all the platforms, you know, Instagram, all that shit, TikTok, and, you know, Facebook. And, you know, my son says, oh, Facebook's for old people, but, you know, we're still on it. So
there you go.
Hey, go see this band live. I have a feeling you are a band that's meant to be seen live.
Bro, it's all about live, man. Yeah. And when we did our record release party out here, you know, especially Keys to the King, like the crowd went fucking nuts, like, you know, and that. And we play in LA, like everyone in LA is like this. But for some reason, dude, and I've been around with us, man, we pack it out and people are into it. Like, and I'm like, I tell my manager, Paul, I'm like, dude, if that's happening in LA, like the rest of the world's going to fucking be down, you know?
So. Yep. No, for sure. LA crowds are always about arms crossed.
Yeah.
Normally.
Well, Tony West with Blacklist Union, thank you so much for coming on our show today and sharing your life and your stories and some emotional things with us as well, man. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, thank you for having me, man. Appreciate it.
You, Tony. Thank you, brother. You know, so great having Tony West with us right there and him willing to share that personal experience of, you know, his traumas and going down to the rainforest with the Amazons and the Indians and stuff like that. I thought that was cool. It was a very cool interview, man. That was fun.
Yeah, that was. Okay, so we have two songs left. Alon, you've got one. Bob's got one. What do you have for us, Alon?
All right, so I heard this last week. I talked about being at the Summoned Records release of the Emperor's new album and single Secret Society, which has already made Pandas Bubbling Under. And Gino Caparelli was DJing as the opener and heard this remake of the No Doubt classic, Hella Good. This is a sick way to hear this drop in. You're going to love it. This is Hella Good, and it's by Nico the Kid and Benson.
Okay. I dig it. Got some good energy. It's different. It's a different vocal sound. I think that's the first thing, you know, because you notice it's not Gwen. So, but yeah, it's they made it work. They made it work. I would play it.
Big Bob, sounds.
Yeah, Bob Giapardi.
I dug it. I didn't even like it better than the original. I mean,
it's me. Yes.
It just kicks ass. I mean, it just pops. You know, I love the little inflections in there. I dig that a lot.
Cool. And then Bob, what would you like to close the show out with today?
So like I think I told you and earlier, and a number of times I get a lot of my thoughts and ideas of songs that would be right for strip joints from the playlist, the Friday morning playlist, the new music playlist from Spotify. But I also get, you know, the record labels send me music, and the promotion guys, the independent promotion guys, and a longtime friend, an independent promotion friend of mine, Gary J. at Landshark. He sent me this song, I mean, one of the clients that he's working with on Hopeless Records, and I just loved it. I just thought it was a killer song, and I think the band is it's a real rock band, real strip club type of a song of a artist. And so let's see what you think. This is called Unpeople is the name of the band, and Smother is the name of the track.
Okay.
If you're asking me, I think I'm feeling the pressure.
You know, as I've told you before, there are times that I hear a song and I picture a particular dancer dancing to it. And I have got a couple of girls that are going to be screaming for that song. So, yeah, I like it and they're going to like it. So it's an easy one for me to add. A Lan Fong?
No, cool track. A little screamy for me. I prefer a little bit more melodic vocals, but I dig the beat and I dig the guitars. And I think it's one of those tracks that will grow on me. Smother. I'll have to listen closer to the lyrics. Is that about kinky BDSM choking people stuff?
You never know. But the thing about this track for me was like, and yes, it is. It's got a more scream than you think you would normally like. But at the same point, the melody in the background is just so commercially strong.
I agree.
I feel the screaming just enhances it. So it kind of just it's a perfect blend. I think if the melody wasn't so again melodic, the screaming would be a problem. But I think here it works great.
Well, you know, I'm not a huge screamo fan either. But here's my biggest thing with screamo is, and I'm not a technician. I'm not an audio engineer or anything. But the one thing I've always learned when you play a song with screamo, sometimes you got to pull the EQ down right around the 3.5-4K, and it kind of brings that down. But this mix sounds to me like it's already been pulled down. So I don't think that screamo part of this song is going to come across as harsh as screamo songs,
right,
screamo
exactly.
Parts in other songs. I don't know. Exactly. I'm not an audio engineer, but you know, that's kind of my thought in it. I don't think it's a harsh scream at all. Is that
I'm not a technical guy in that sense, but to me, it's a really nice recipe here. It's a nice blend. You know, it just works.
Yeah, I mean, one hell of a show we had here, guys.
Yes.
I mean, not only did we have some amazing, amazing guests in here. You know, we had Justin Champagne, Drew Jacobs. We had Tony West from Blacklist Union on. We brought you guys some pop, some hip-hop, some rock, some country. Boy, did we do some genre mixing today.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Great show. Alan, any final thoughts?
Can't wait to do another show and bring you more strong music and more great guests. I know Bob's already got some great guests lined up for next month. I can't tease too much, but I'm excited. I want to do the show. Is it December yet?
Yeah, there we go. Bob Chiappardi from StripJointsMusic.com.
Thank you so much, guys. I mean, appreciate taking care of our guests. And like I said, like you said, Danny, it's a great guest, but you know, it's a great conversation. And I think with both guests, I thought that the conversation was real strong and just so much fun and just deep and meaningful. So
yeah,
it was a really great show. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. All of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Classic Remixes, Flashback Friday, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, Behind the Curtain, Rockin' Pod Recap can be found at What's Hot, ITSC.
.com.
Thanks for listening to Panda Off the Charts, presented by the Professional Adult Nightclub DJ Association. Now you know what's new. Get a full list of tracks from this show and previous shows at pandaoffthecharts.com.